It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. We're a little more than a week away from the gubernatorial election in New Jersey. Democratic New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy faces off against Republican Jack Cittarelli. We're joined now by WNYC's Matt Katz to talk about how the candidates differ on issues related to policing. Matt, good morning.
Hey, Michael. Good morning.
This is the first statewide election since last summer's racial justice protests over the murder of George Floyd that prompted promises of police reform. Is this a fault line in this race?
Yes, absolutely. The candidates have very different perspectives on how police should be policed. Before Floyd's death in 2019, Murphy actually signed a law that empowers the attorney general to investigate, maybe prosecute, any death that occurs during an encounter with a law enforcement officer. So that has provided a lot more transparency. We now get a press release when there's a police-involved death in the state. Cittarelli, a former assemblyman, has a different approach. I want to play a response that Cittarelli had to a question that you actually asked, Michael, when you were co-moderating the second gubernatorial debate a couple of weeks back. You asked about whether civilians should have more oversight over police departments, essentially, in order to better monitor violent and corrupt actions by cops. Let's listen to a little of Cittarelli's response.
This governor and his attorney general have been the most anti-police we've ever had. They've handcuffed our police, they've disarmed our police, they've demoralized our police. The job has never been harder. Do we need reforms? You bet we do. We need to recruit more women into the profession and more black and brown people into the profession. And we need more community policing programs to build trust and a great relationship between the community and our police.
Cittarelli also said in his response that he does not support subpoena power for civilian review boards, and Murphy kind of hedged on it.
Yeah, that's right. Murphy says it should be decided on a town-by-town basis, which is a pretty conservative view. New York's Civilian Complaint Review Board has had subpoena power since 1993. But Murphy has done things progressive-like, and Cittarelli doesn't. His prior attorney general, Gurbir Graywall, put disciplinary cases online as well. As of this summer, every police department in the state must annually publish the names of officers who were fired, demoted, or suspended. It's an unprecedented level of transparency into police behaving badly. The AG has also began releasing data on the outcomes of 6 million traffic stops by state troopers, and those stops, that data is sortable by race.
A lot of things on progressive checklists there. Isn't there a danger for Democrats, though, in appearing too tough on police, then they can be portrayed as weak on crime? How is Murphy handling that kind of criticism?
For one thing, he's running away from anything that sounds like defund the police. He talks about how he funded two state trooper training classes in 1 year for the first time in four decades. He also touts a law he signed to mandate uniformed patrol officers wear body cameras. And then he often pivots to guns. Here he is at the first debate on Channel 7.
I'm proud of our record to make New Jersey the strongest gun safety state in America. But again, I feel sometimes my opponent is running for governor of Texas. He wants concealed carry. He wants more rounds and magazines. He voted against banning 50 caliber weapons, against universal background checks. That's a big part of the law enforcement reality here as well, and we have to get that out there.
Cittarelli does want to loosen New Jersey's restrictive gun laws. He talks about how female realtors alone at open houses can't have a gun on them, and that leaves them vulnerable. Meanwhile, Murphy has actually sought even more restrictive gun laws, but centrist Democratic legislative leaders have blocked them from even being voted on so far. So guns is a clear divide between the candidates.
So when Murphy changes the subject to guns, does Cittarelli change the subject to something else?
Marijuana. Any conversation about the Murphy years must include the fact that he ushered in the legal weed era in the Garden State. The state has expunged hundreds of thousands of marijuana convictions. But Cittarelli believes in decriminalization, not legalization, and he has highlighted a controversial part of the original marijuana law that didn't let police alert parents if they found marijuana on a child under 18. That has since been changed, but the current law also forbids police from using the smell of marijuana as a pretext for a stop, and Cittarelli says this is one way that police have been handcuffed in the state, unable to do their jobs properly. He often points to flash mobs down the shore last summer that overwhelmed police as evidence of the fact that police are just kind of handcuffed and can't work properly the way they used to be able to.
Matt, despite all of this debate over policing, there's a big, powerful interest out there on this issue that has been silent.
Yeah, the two biggest police unions are keeping their powder dry. Cittarelli says the fact that the FOP endorsed Murphy in his last race, but not now, is all you need to know. Murphy points out he's endorsed by both the state police union and the Port Authority Police Union, while Cittarelli got zero endorsements from law enforcement. So in that sense, it's 2-0 on that front.
WNYC's Matt Katz. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Michael.
Early in-person voting begins tomorrow in New Jersey, and Election Day, of course, is November 2nd.